Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 here tonight. And a quick word here for our great friends and our great friend, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John is our presenting sponsor. He is helping get soccer on the airwaves, both here in Houston and in Austin. John has a personal injury attorney firm. They are committed to working for you 24/7. So you call 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They get our sport on the air. Any kind of accident you get into, nobody wants to get in one. It's a nervy time, but you do need representation sometimes. It'll be the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. Thank you, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And also, we bring in our guest now, Houston Dynamo interim manager. He is Kenny Bundy. Kenny, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're seeing a little bit and hearing a little bit too much from me lately. So my apologies before we start this interview.
Let's
get going with just some of your initial thoughts on the evening, both, you know, from a personal standpoint is where I want to go first. Just you as a coach, your coaching career, to be in that environment, to be coaching an MLS team and going up against one of the, you know, you have to say legendary managers in the league and Peter Vermees and Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, I think you said it best on the broadcast. You know, obviously it's my first game and it's his 14th year. So a bit different. But I think when I look back at what that first game really meant or how it felt, I don't see it as anything different than what I had expected going into it, which was, you know, pure focus from the staff's standpoint on helping the players get a result. You know, reflection time will come when the 5 games are over and we look back and, you know, there's time to maybe take a breath. But obviously, you know, with the congestion of what last week, with what happened, and then obviously knowing we have 3 games in 8 days, it's really important that we focus on what we can control. And what we can control is the preparation and the energy and the understanding from the players of what to expect. So, you know, walking out in the beginning, it's just a different environment, right? And I think those are the things that you prepare yourself for, where, you know, it's a different locker room, it's a different timeline, stadium, fans, all of those things. But when the whistle blows, it's what I think I'm comfortable with. It's my wheelhouse, where, you know, you're in the game to help a group of players go and get a result and express themselves in the way they want to.
We're talking to Kenny Bundy, interim manager of the Houston Dynamo. By the way, the Dynamo in action tomorrow night will take on the New England Revolution, who are desperate for points. So Kenny Bundy and the Dynamo will go up against Bruce Arena, the legendary manager, and the New England Revolution. I want to ask you simply about, you know, as we were doing our interview for TV, and we thank you for that, for AT&T Sportsnet, I noticed that Pat Onstad went in the locker room. I noticed Asher Mendelson went in the locker room. Is there a directive from them as to who you play, and is there collaboration on that when it comes to the lineup? Because, you know, we're in a phase here where you're also trying to assess players as well. So I'm just wondering how much involvement they have and maybe why they were in the locker room.
Yeah, I think it speaks first to the type of coach I am, where I am a collaborative coach. I am someone that truly believes that if there's not collaboration, if there's not the ability for people and key people to have an opinion, then things might get missed. Now, that being said, I've been given directive to be able to do what I feel is best. So I think that needs to be very clear, is I can make decisions and make the decisions that I want to. But I'm also I understand myself, and I ask and lean on people heavily on opinions. Opinions help me to not miss things that maybe I have focused on or haven't focused on. So for me, I like Pat Nasher to be around. I mean, those are two key stakeholders in the club, and having a relationship with the team, having the same mentality, having the same goals. I think it's important that the players feel that there is support all the way through everything. So that's part of my coaching philosophy. But you know, that even talking about leading into that week, the support that those guys gave me, understanding that some of these things are going to be new. And they've been around all year. It's not new for the players to see them. It's not new for the players to hear their voice. So, you know, for me, maybe they're in some different things that they weren't in before, but they've been around all year and they've made their opinions clear because we're a club. And that's important. I think it's important all the way through the club, from the academy all the way up, that these guys see the key stakeholders around. Why this transition has been easier than maybe it could have been is because I was around. And I was around these guys. And I have relationships with these guys. From a roster standpoint, obviously, yeah, it's different. You know, I think, Glenn, I'll be honest, I think people assumed when I got this job that, okay, we've got all these Dynamo 2 guys coming in and these young guys are going to play and all these things. Yeah. But you know, we're also limited to certain league rules. So
yeah, they didn't understand the rules. I think there were some people who just wanted to say, hey, take the entire Dynamo 2 team and bring it up for this game. And it's not possible. They don't know the rules. I mean, I think that's fair, but,
right.
But just to get back to Pat and Asher in the locker room. In other words, could they in a directive say to you, look, Kenny, we got to assess Nelson Quiñones. I want 90 minutes out of him tonight, or as much as he can go. Are those the types of conversations you get? Or is it, hey, these five games, you're doing them with whatever you want. Do you want to win? Look, you want to win all five as a manager. Let's face it. We know that. But, you know, are there things coming from Asher and Pat that say, hey, look, we got to get Quiñones minutes. We have to see what we've acquired here further.
Yeah, I'll say this. I put the players on the board and say, this is what I'm thinking. And I get everybody together and I say, all right, let's throw out the thoughts. The one thing about Nelson, which is really important, is obviously, you know, where he's coming from and where he is physically, is we also have to be aware that we want to put him in the best position. We want to put some of these guys in the best position where we don't overdo them, so that there could be other factors that play into their career, if that makes sense. So, yes, you know, we don't, I know everybody, you know, I see him, and again, he's electric when he steps on field, and we're using him as an example, but there's four or five guys right now on the roster. We are going, okay, how many minutes are enough minutes? How many minutes are too many minutes? Right. And that's based around not just what we see when they come on the field, but physically where they are in their plan, and making sure that there is longevity to this too, for these young guys.
Is that so, data, Kenny, is that data workload also? Is that like
it's workload,
based on data workload?
Yeah. And, you know, it's workload, and it's a lot of that workload, it precedes them being here. So you also have to look at what the year has been for them. So building them up to where we can get them in a state where, yes, okay, 90 minutes is exactly what we want to get and we want to see them. But I also think it's really important that when push comes to shove, I put the names on the board, I get everybody's opinions. And I'll be honest, you get a lot of great opinions in the room. You know, Zach Thornton, he's been around it all year.
Now, does this room include, and I'm just, and I apologize for cutting in because I want to make sure, I don't want to get the questions back from the people who listen. Hey, wait, you know, clarify that. So does that mean Pat's in the room, the GM, and Asher Mendelson, the technical director, as well as your staff? Who's in that room?
Yeah, as you can imagine, the workday is not as easy as saying, hey, everybody come in this room. There's a lot going on. Yeah. But, you know, for me, and this is the collaborative part for me, a lot of it is the technical staff, medical staff. And then I'm a big believer in updating them on some ideas and thoughts, right? And getting them to understand, okay, here's what we're thinking. A lot of things are already laid out before we bring that to them. And they've been very supportive to go, okay, if that's what you see, if that's what you want, go. It doesn't mean that there aren't opinions about, okay, training and this is what I saw in training from this guy, or this is what I saw here. And I love that because you can't see everything. But when we talk about it, you know, Asher's usually in the room. Pat's got a lot going on, as you can imagine, that is outside of the realm of being able to just pull him in. But again, since I've been with Dynamo 2 and coming over, they've always been around. And just so it's clear, I did the same thing with the Dynamo 2 with Pat and Asher and Nick, as well as the first team, just getting opinions. Here's what we're thinking. Just so you guys understand, here's a lineup, a projected lineup that we're looking at. And it's the same. It's now just with the first team.
Right. But nobody's definitively coming to you and saying you have to play this guy or this guy because we got to make a decision on him. He's out of contract. I mean, that's the kind of the side of the professional game I want to take people into.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. I think I want to win. I want to win these last four games, and I want it for the players, and I want it for the team, and I want it for the city, right? The club wants four wins. We want to go out and represent. The guys that are going to play are the guys that are preparing and pushing to give us that best chance. So if, you know, take all contracts and all intangible things aside, you have limited amount of training sessions to prove that you need to be on the field. And I made that very clear day one. You know, the guys that are prepared to win us games are the guys that are going to be on the field. And if you want to compete and you want a chance, you know, the opportunity is there. I have some background with the team, obviously being here, seeing the games, watching the games live, watching the games on film. I have all of the training sessions from the past, you know, so I have a lot of reference points that I can go back to, and I have gone back to. So it's not necessarily a complete clean slate, but with the refocus of five games, it was made very clear that the opportunity to play is there.
Kenny Bundy joining us, interim coach of the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo in action against the New England Revolution tomorrow night. Okay, so Paulo Nagamura, you know, has been moved on. He's been relieved of his duties. What are some of the pros that have been left from his tenure here coaching, even though it was short? There has to be some real positives. And since you've been in there with the team a little bit now, what would those be to you?
Look at how many games maybe the group dropped by one goal or late in the game. I think the positives are is that they're in these games, right? Like, you know, I'm not coming into a situation where the team is just disjointed. There's not a culture in the locker room. There's not distinct leaders. Like, all of that was created, and Paulo did a great job of that. You know, I think he built a structure that you can step into. And, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of what I've been doing over the last week is making sure that there's not too much of a drastic change. You know, I talked about this when I got the Dynamo 2 job. You know, Paulo and his staff, we saw the game similarly. Yes, we have different styles and different techniques of getting that out. We have different things we want to see within the structure. But for us, there were things that we wanted to, that we saw the game in the same way. So, you know, again, coming into this and seeing, you know, distinct leaders, seeing a distinct way of the way that the team acts in certain situations, training, the timing, making sure everybody's on time, the rules, all of the things that maybe sometimes don't get talked about because everything's results driven. Those are hard things to create. And those are hard things to create as a new coach. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positives.
So we got like 3 minutes and I want to be quicker, and I got two very important questions. So
yeah.
Should it be results driven the last four games, or should it be accelerating team concepts driven?
Yeah. To me, the concepts should be driven towards the results. So every concept that we implement should be to get results. Because at the end of the day, in professional sports at this level, the mentality of this club should be, we are going to get results no matter what circumstances we have. So concepts are important, but the concepts are only important to drive results.
Kenny Bundy joining us, interim coach of the Houston Dynamo, as they get set to take on the New England Revolution. That is coming up Tuesday night, we'll have that on AT&T Sportsnet for you. That's one you're going to want to tune into. Okay, how about a little bit on New England, Kenny?
Yeah, Bruce Arena. Obviously, a lot of very seasoned players, very structured team. You know, they rely a lot on the quality and the creativeness of their attacking group. I think that they've had some results that will make this an edgy game. It'll make it an edgy team. They're going to come out and understand how important this game in this week, based on what happened at Red Bull, means to the club. So we feel like we're going to get them coming after us. Now, the way that they do that is different. They kind of sit in that medium block and they look to catch you on the counter and use some of those players. But I think it's a game that really suits some of the things that we tried to talk about. We just had line meetings with the guys after training, and we talked through each line of the team on ways we can exploit them. And then obviously things that we need to watch out for. But, you know, Bruce does a really good job of motivating guys as well. He's a motivator of men. So I know that coming in here, even though it's away, they're going to be hungry to jump on us early.
Kenny Bundy joining us here. You know, I saw something written that I thought, you know, was naive to me. And it was, oh look, nothing has changed from the Dynamo based on this game. What do you say to that?
Again, nothing has changed. To be honest, I don't know if that's referring to the roster or if that's referring to the result, but I saw a change at the end of the game when we went down to 10 men and we had to play 5 minutes of the first half and 51 minutes of the second half. And at the end of the game, you know, you get a nil-nil draw and guys are falling over. And as they're falling over, because they're exhausted, they're hugging each other. And the supporters section behind them is, you know, chanting and cheering and excited. So not all circumstances are going to get, are going to allow you to do exactly what you want to see. I mean, look, we got to play. The guys didn't have a true opportunity to implement some of the changes that we had made, some of the little nuances, because we're down a man. But what they did is they rolled their sleeves up at halftime. They looked each other in the face and they said, okay, we're going to leave here with the result. And the one thing that I think, you know, we talked about proactive soccer. We were down a man. And to be honest, we should have gotten 3 points. We came at that game in the second half knowing, and I said this at halftime, we will have 3 or 4 opportunities to go and score a goal. You have to trust me that you will have that, but this means we have to defend. And it means that we're going to have to suffer together. And at the end of the game, it's, to me, that didn't look like some of the results that they had. And that goes credit to the guys. That's credit to those players.
Now, you guys, without a doubt, were the better team in the second half. You created the better chances. There is no doubt about it. The fact that Matias Vera got sent off, does that play into your mindset of, hey, listen, this really defined things for us simply? Because a lot of times we do see the definition of tactics after a sending off. It becomes pretty clear in a lot of ways what the mission is. I know there's subtleties to it, but did that help maybe, you know, boost you guys to what I think is a better performance in the second half with 10 men?
Yeah, it's funny because we knew the first half and the first part of the first half was going to be the players trying to find a way into some of the things that we had asked them to do. We knew it. We knew it was going to be great all the time, but I prepped them for that. I said, you know, we have to be patient. We have to understand. Tony, it's funny. Tony's on the bench and he's got his iPad, and my style of coaching is, obviously, I think you said it best, I'm hunting that box, right? I'm in the game. And I turn around and I say, hey, Tony, write this down. This is a halftime talk. Hey, Tony, get this clip. Hey, Tony, call up. Okay, we want to see this at halftime. Write this down. So he's got a whole page of notes. And then we have the sending off. We bring the guys over. And I told him, 5 minutes. Work for 5 minutes. And we will make sure we get you prepared for the second half. And it's great because you look in their faces and they go, okay, first chunk of time is 5 minutes. As we were walking in, I said, Tony, you can just delete all of those notes because everything's about to change. You know, so you've done all this work to go, okay, you know, halftime, we're going to make this adjustment. And then it's like, yeah, you can just scrap that. And
yeah, exactly.
The great thing is it does define tactics, because our meeting before we met with the players was 2 questions. It was this shape or this shape. Give everybody's opinion. This is what I'm leaning towards. Everybody agreed on that. This player, this player, this player, this player. Perfect. All right, let's go and let's prep. The message to the guys was, no one's going to feel sorry for you. No victim mentality. we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to roll our sleeves up. We're going to fight for each other. We're going to create our chances, and we're going to go and get points. And it did make it a little bit, I think when they feel that confidence that we are confident that this is just an obstacle. It's not necessarily, people always talk about obstacles and they want to go around them, right? But a lot of times the obstacle is the path. So we have to go through it. And I think that message was really important to the guys, and you could see it in their faces. And I said this in the press conference, leaving that locker room, the noise in that locker room gave me confidence that they believed in themselves.
Anybody joining us here? Kenny, I know this is extended a little bit here, but you know, just for the person that's outside who doesn't get into the sanctity of a locker room, how much actual showing of footage and video is there at a very brief halftime with players?
You have to be very clear in not overwhelming them with too much information. You know, you've got to think these guys, they're not only elite athletes, but they have to be very mentally tuned in. And anybody that's done anything that takes a lot of brain power, that takes a toll on your body as well. So we want to be very clear. So I may have 7 or 8 clips that I want to show, and I may show 0. But the fact is that there's opportunity to pull individual players aside and say, hey, you know, this is a movement that we didn't project. See this movement. And it's 10 seconds just to prime them for what they're seeing. They've seen it and they know it, but it's just making sure that they're aware of it. So you may do all of this work through the first half, and this is why support staff is so important. And we may use none of it because you really want to define halftime to maximum 3 points. If you're really good and the game is the way you want it to go, 2 points. And those, a lot of it is refreshers. Hey, this is what we need to focus on or continue to focus on or be aware of. So in that locker room, people have to realize you have 15 minutes, but you still have to walk in and walk out. You still have to hydrate and get your nutrition. So there's a lot of chaos in there. And as the more organized we are as a staff, the more information we can get in a way that is calm. It's calm information. And then right when we go out, we jack the intensity back up and it's ready to go and fight.
Kenny, this is a yes or no. Are players playing for contracts?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we need. Okay. Kenny, that was a great interview. We really appreciate it. We thank you very much for coming on as always and how open you are. And you're taking us into some really great areas with the team. And thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck again against the New England Revolution. And congratulations on getting your first one under your belt.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for all the work you do.
All right, that's Kenny Bundy there, interim coach of the Houston Dynamo. They take on the New England Revolution tomorrow night. He goes up against the master and the legend of Major League Soccer, U.S. national team, Bruce Arena. And tomorrow night, desperate game for the New England Revolution trying to get in the playoffs. The Dynamo want to win out this year. You heard it from their interim manager, Kenny Bundy. We'll take a break here. Reminder, LeMondBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirts. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients and awareness fundraising. It is LeMondBrands.com. We'll take a break. More to come.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.